LP. Getting ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa. He's gotta
work.
Yeah. Why?
God's got it. 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 God's got it.
I look around and my heart is a little heavy. The money's fading fast and I'm looking for a blessing. People looking for jobs, no one looking for God. I know that you heard, but in time God is really gonna
work.
Congratulations to Sandra Ward of Alexandria, the winner of the Mother's Day giveaway with Rapid Furniture.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You're going to be reclining in a recliner made just for you.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Keep on listening for your chance to win on the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana, KAYT, KQJOFM.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
It's the Southern Quartet Gospel Explosion! Presented by the First Evening Star Baptist Church. Featuring Purposely Chosen from Baton Rouge. With Maestro KJ, Mr. Yeah Boy. Friday, June 21st at 6:30 p.m. Also featuring God's Extra anointed, the Junior Disciples, TJ and Trinity, along with Pastor Sam Smith and the Newborn Gospel Singers. Brother Darrell Hopney is your MC. The Summer Quartet Gospel Explosion is coming. $15. You need more information? 318-542-8871. Friday, June 21st at 6:30 p.m. It's the Summer Quartet Gospel Explosion. The First Evening Star Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Come celebrate the national historic holiday, Juneteenth, with the Central Louisiana Juneteenth Association as they present the 32nd Annual Juneteenth Cultural and Heritage Celebration. The theme, Let's Do This Together. The Grand Marshal is Representative Ed Larbadane III. On Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m., it's the Empowerment Summit at the Bolton Avenue Community Center. Friday, June 14th at 6 p.m., it's Sister to Sister at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church Life Center. On Sunday, June 16th, it's a night of worship honoring Father's Day. The highlight is the parade on Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. starting at Peabody Magnet High to the steps of City Hall with a concert featuring Keith Frank and the Zawalo Zydeco Band, Soul Groove Live, and Sir Hawk Crew. Then Wednesday, June 19th, let's worship together at 6 p.m. at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. Sponsored by the Juneteenth Association, GATA, City of Alexandria, LECO, Alexandria Pineville CBB, Louisiana Lottery, Aetna, Walter Gabriel Law Firm, and more. Check them on Facebook, the 32nd Annual Juneteenth Cultural and Heritage Celebration.
Proud sponsors of KAYT KQJO FM.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, when my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting, and it seemed like in my mind I can hear him sometimes singing, only nearer. And some days when I would get to that open house, tears would be running down those wrinkled cheeks. By me being the oldest boy, I always thought I could help. I used to ask, I said, why?